And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. I'm your host for today's program. And today's program is another in a long series of programs. I've been on the air for 25 years now. 25 years, can you believe it? Well, today things are worse than they ever were. Things are not getting better, they're getting worse. The economy is collapsing. People's health is not so good. A lot of troubles, a lot of issues in the United States and around the world. There's a lot of confusion, broken families. A lot of people come single parent families now. And, you know, moms are doing the best they can. They're doing the best they can, but Where's the dad? So we've got some problems. Everywhere God is being removed from public discourse, taken out of the schools, and crosses are ripped off of the war memorials, and it's just it's not good at all. So what's going to happen is things are just getting worse and worse and worse. And what that means is that the individual person, you know, when the family is disintegrated and other people fail us and everything is confusing and the economy is not good and people have a hard time getting work, finding a job, and things are getting more expensive, have you noticed? The price of vegetables and the price of coffee and anything else, gasoline. It's becoming increasingly tough. And then there's precious little wisdom out there. Precious little wisdom and precious little love. And so it becomes even more important that someone be there to help. Now there are some people to help, and I would like to help in my own little way. See, I'm just a little guy, very little guy, but I do have something of value that can be of help to people. Because as things get worse and times become more troubled, you need to be able to weather the storm. You have to be able to become centered, to find a way of standing back from everything that's happening so that you don't become disturbed, so your equilibrium is not disturbed, so you don't become off balance, so you don't lose it in the popular vernacular, so you can remain calm and composed and reasonably happy. And so you can see the problem now is that most people they can't bear reality, because when they see just how awful things really are, they can't handle it. They cannot handle it. They cannot. They find they can't be aware and handle it. See what I mean? So they shut down their awareness. People shut down their awareness. And that, of course, is happening more and more now because, like I said, when things are getting tougher and tougher and tougher. Okay? So people shut down their awareness. And how do they shut down their awareness? Well, they smoke marijuana, they drink alcohol, they take meds. They get lost in music, lost in texting, lost in trivia, things to distract them, lost in entertainment, lost in food, see. And they shut down awareness because they can't bear to see reality. Well, what you need is so you can see what's happening, okay, so you can be in reality and hear the birds sing and see things see what's happening, but without becoming upset by it. I shall be right back after this announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Hello everyone, my name is Roland, and I am here to shed some light upon things and to give you a little help as to how to remain calm and composed. Have you ever had a situation happen where, let's say, I'll just give a quick example, let's say all of a sudden a member of the family, I'm making something up, just to make up a little example. Let's say your aunt becomes very sick, goes in the hospital, and everybody's all upset. But you somehow become calmer. And you go about doing what needs to be done. Things have to be arranged. Plans have to be made, decisions made, people met, and so on and so forth, and somehow you're able to do it in a very calm way. You become calmer, see, while other people become more upset. That's a very beautiful capacity. I had a boss that way. I had a boss, a very nice man. And the more troubled the situation was, the calmer he became, the more composed he became. See, so he was able to handle things with masterly composure, even though other people were all upset. Okay, well, that's a very nice quality. That's the quality that you need. You may have tasted of it sometime in your life. Even little kids are that way. Sometimes you hear a story about a little kid that's home, you know. Little kid is, 6 years old or 5 years old or something. In fact, I remember there was a very nice story. It was on the news, on the television and on the radio, and it was, I believe, this little child's, I can't remember the circumstances exactly, but I think the child's mom was having a heart attack or something, and this little girl was calling on the phone, I think she was calling 911, and I don't remember how old she was. She was like 4 years old or something like that, and she described the situation with perfect calmness, she rose to the occasion, see, and everybody was saying how wonderful it was because she was able to direct people right to where she was. And her mom was rescued and everything was okay because of the calmness of this little girl, okay? All right, well, that's a very nice quality to have. We admire that in other people. You may have had it yourself upon occasion. It came out of nowhere and it was a beautiful thing. Well, you need to have more of that. You need to have more of that, what do they call it? Grace in the face of fire. Where it's like courage, calmness, reasonableness. All of those things are combined, and you rise to the occasion. Okay. Well, you need that. Would you like to have that? You may have tasted of it. You may have it sometimes. Would you like to have that more and more, so that you can have it every day? And can have a little bit of that with you, about you at all times. Well, I can actually show you how to do that, how to find it. I can show you how to find it. You see, what you need is you need, to try the little meditation that I have. I actually have several meditations. They're all excellent. You could try any one of them. I have one, the classic four-part meditation. And then I have a meditation for anger management and a meditation for PTSD. And I have a five-minute meditation, which is free. The five-minute meditation is free. You could try that one first. See how you like it. And I also have a new meditation for brain fog and internet addiction. I'll tell you about that in just a few minutes. But what is so good about this little meditation that I have? First of all, it's so simple. Okay? And what it does is it basically helps you to become centered. It helps you to stand back from emotions that rise up. From negative emotions and negative thoughts. See? So you can stand back from those. It doesn't mean that you're trying to suppress the emotions or suppress the thoughts. That doesn't work. They just go underground and they come back. They do damage while they're underground. You don't want to suppress things. You don't want to blank the mind and pretend nothing's there. You don't want to pretend that everything is wonderful and go into a virtual landscape somewhere where you're, you know, sitting by a lake and everything's wonderful. No, everything is not wonderful. Out in the world, everything is not wonderful. You need full awareness. You need awareness and composure. You need awareness so you can see what's happening, so other people can't take advantage of you, so they can't pull the wool over your eyes. You need to see what's happening, but without being upset by it. See, that's the key. Now what happens is you get upset. You get upset at your wife, your husband, you get upset at your kids, you get upset at traffic, you get upset at the economy, you get upset at work. See? You get upset at this, what this person did and that person did. See? You get upset by so many things that you're so upset you're in a constant state of upset, and then you have to try to shut down awareness and hide from reality so you can see what I mean? That's not good. So that's what the meditations do. They're very simple. They teach you how to become centered in reality. Very nice place to be. My name is Roland. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Life could be oh so good, and life could be oh so sweet if you could just learn how to calm down and face the world with some equanimity and poise. And when the storm has passed, people will be glad that you remained calm. And the blue sky will return, and the birds will be singing. And It's beautiful. Okay? So, let me ask you a question. How does getting upset, how does that help you to deal with your delicate moments with your partner, delicate moments with your children, with other people? How does being upset help you face life? It doesn't. What it does is it causes you... See, what happens is you lose confidence that way, too. Look, we all need to have some confidence. See? And so you could say that the little meditations will help you to gain self-confidence and to become self-empowered. The little meditations will help you gain confidence and become self-empowered. Because what happens now is you become upset, and because you condition yourself to be upset. You know, your wife says something to you, your husband says something to you, your kids come with something, and you become upset. So you become conditioned to become upset, and then now you know that every time something comes along, you're going to be upset, and so you're afraid to face it, so you run and hide. See? Well, that's not good. See? You have to develop the confidence to know that you can face whatever it is without being upset. Okay, well, that's why you need to become recentered, so you can flow from within. So you need a new kind of energy. Right now, you've been living on animal energy, the energy of resentment, the energy of anger, see, rage, even unhappiness. You know, people become unhappy, and then they say, I'll show them. Either they sit around and feel sorry for themselves, or they say, I'll show them. See? And the more miserable the more you indulge your emotions, the more that becomes an excuse to eat and too much and drink and smoke marijuana. See? Not good. So therefore, you have to learn how not to become upset in the first place. How to have a twinkle in your eye, like Bugs Bunny. See? You just have to watch some of the old television was so good, and the old movies. They were much more real. And helpful. And all you have to do is look at the difference between Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam, or Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd. Bugs Bunny was always calm, stood around chomping on his carrot. Yosemite Sam would become all unglued and all upset, and Bugs Bunny would remain calm. Well, that's the way you need to be. Or you need to be like Alfred E. Newman. Remember, he says, "What me worry?" See, you know who was like that? Albert Einstein. That's right. He's one of my heroes. I love Albert Einstein. I wrote a beautiful book called A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine. If you want to read something really, really good, if you like physics, if you like science, if you like cosmology or theology, you want to read something that's really, really interesting, like Steve Jobs. Anybody out there like Steve Jobs? He was really a cool guy. Really a cool guy. Have you ever watched his speech he gave at Stanford's commencement, his address? It was just beautiful. I was looking at it the other day, over 2 million hits on YouTube. Just a beautiful speech. You just have to go and listen to it. Because he encourages you to be yourself. See? To be yourself. See, and that's what I'm trying to encourage you to be. You got to come out of your shell. Stop hiding from reality. Stop being upset. Stop being upset and start flowing from within so you can be creative. Like Einstein. Yes, Albert Einstein. He used to sit in the back of the class. There was one particular teacher that just hated him. There was probably several that hated him. But there was one teacher that just hated him because he said Albert Einstein would sit at the back of the class with a smile on his face. See? And he hated that. He hated somebody that wasn't kowtowing to him and bowing to his, you know, authority as a teacher. And so he hated Albert Einstein. But Albert Einstein just sat there and said, "What me worry?" Went about his business. See? And he learned, despite school, in spite of school, he succeeded. See? So that's the way you need to be, too. When you start flowing from within, see, a lot of people are blocked. They have all kinds of blocks. They have learning blocks and, emotional blocks and all kinds of blocks. You're blocked from being human. What blocks you? It's your emotions. See, some people stutter. See? True, and it's emotions. See, when you're a lot of times when people are kids and they try to speak up, and then it's frowned upon or they're slapped around for being honest. They become afraid of telling the truth because they're going to be punished for being honest. See? So we have all these blocks. You need to flow from within. Become unblocked. Flow from within. You'll be more creative, more spontaneous, be happier. See? See, and then you'll be a better mom, better dad, better husband, better wife. So, I recommend that you start with one of my meditations. Get started and learn how to become still and back in touch with your own inner ground of being and start flowing from within. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, everybody. My name is Roland. Yes, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's my most popular book. It is so good. You know, it really describes what's happening between men and women. See? And if you could understand, if you understood men better, and if you men understood, you know, your partner better, then with understanding, see, you wouldn't become resentful over everything. You wouldn't take everything personally. See, you could begin to see what's going on and have compassion and a little sense of humor and see what I mean? All right, so you better get that book. It's an excellent book. It's available in paperback and also available in Kindle. And you can also get it from me. Just visit commonsensecounseling.org. Make a little donation of any amount, whatever you like. Help me help keep the program on the air and help keep my blogs going. Because I'm a volunteer. I do this as a volunteer. I don't work for anybody. I don't get paid by anybody. I spend my own money to buy the airtime and the internet time and everything else. So you could send a little donation and I'll send you the book as a PDF attached to an email as a token of my appreciation. So you can get a PDF of the book for free just for making a little donation, okay? Or you could get it on Kindle or in paperback at Amazon. Excellent book. Okay, now, I promised you earlier I was going to say something about brain fog. I am noticing more and more and more people who are just totally, I don't know what word to use. It's like they're totally gone. It's like they can't even hear me. They're so lost. Now, it could be the meds. It could be the marijuana. It could be the food. You know, it could be who knows what it is. But one thing that I know it is, so we want to start and start with the simplest thing, the easiest thing to eliminate. Remember Occam's razor. Remember William of Occam said start with the simplest explanation. So the first thing a person could do if you got brain fog, see, if you're just totally, totally lost in your texting, lost in your internet, lost in your computer, lost in your iPhone, totally, totally, totally just lost. You sit there and you want to study, and then every 2 minutes you reach for your iPhone and check your text messages, and so you find it hard to focus. You find it hard to be productive. See? Well, then you should try my little meditation. I made a brand new one. And it's free. And it's called For Internet Addiction. But you don't have to be addicted to the internet. All you need is brain fog. Try that meditation. You'll find it at commonsensecounseling.org. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you 2 free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and 2 free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Remember how beautiful and how sweet America used to be? Well, you can bring a little bit of heaven into your own life, into your own family. Just learn to become centered and get a little bit closer to God, if you don't mind my saying so. And less upset, calmer, begin to express patience, and life can be oh so good. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.